Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is osteoporosis. This is where the bones become too fragile and can fracture too easily. One risk factor is being small, so the idea is to strengthen our muscles, which will in turn strengthen our bones. One nifty exercise, called the flamingo, is to stand on one leg for a minute, which is equal to walking for 15 minutes, at least for bone strength. So, three times a day, you could stand on one leg, then the other. The flamingo. Push-ups are nice too, and you can start on your knees. This will strengthen your wrists, which often break when a person puts out the hand to try and break their fall. Of course, everyone knows to get plenty of calcium, and it doesn't have to be from dairy, as nuts, seeds, and dark green vegetables like kale and broccoli not only have plenty of calcium, but also other bone-building nutrients like magnesium and silica. Too many big steaks are not a good idea, as the body needs to balance the acidity of high protein by using the calcium in the bones to balance the pH of the body. So here's where eating a lot of vegetables comes into play, as these are great at preserving the bones' calcium by helping to buffer the acid from grains and meats, so the bones don't have to. Not only these minerals, but we're finding most people deficient in vitamin D, so increasing your dose of this vitamin will behave the vast majority of people. Even doubling up the daily dose, as is now being done, is probably inadequate for most people in Maine. Talk to your health provider about possibly getting a serum blood level of this vitamin, D, that's in David. Interestingly, vitamin D can help prevent falls in the first place, so the D probably strengthens muscles also. Here, Tai Chi and Qigong can be extremely useful as well, since this breath movement exercise is uncanny at helping with balance. I'll mention here also the superfood of vitamin K. K2, as this seems to have a wonderful ability to direct the calcium into the bones and out of the arteries, and like vitamin D, is severely lacking in most diets. Well, thanks for listening. This was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.